You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And, you know, when I was growing up, my dad was one of those guys that always had a guy. So if you needed something fixed, I got a guy for that. You need if you need something go wrong with your sink, I got a guy. You know, and everyone needs a car guy. And we are very fortunate here at Pretty Late to have Warren Price, who is the owner and manager of European and U.S. Car Service. And now, is that Wrigleyville, or is that what's 4080 North Broadway?
Well, you could call it South Uptown. You could call it North Lakeview. You could call it Wrigleyville. It's over there.
It's like, have you ever been to the Four Corners in the United States? It's where Utah, Nevada, Arizona,
yes,
and Colorado all meet. Are you the three corners of?
I stand on it.
Yeah, you stand on it. It's right there in the middle of
four.
Of them.
Right.
We can call it whatever we want.
Patty, it's just right over by there.
It is over by there.
Yeah, it's just right
our guy. By there. I got a guy, and he's over by there.
You guys from Chicago?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. We all have car questions. I was going to ask you my car question, but that would be a little bit greedy of me since I have the show and I can ask you anytime I want, especially when you come in.
You're entitled.
Well, thank you. But we have listeners who have car questions. 312-981-7200. Call or text. I think it's easier if you call, just because if there are more questions, then Warren can walk you through that. But Steve has a question, and he is our first caller. Hey, Steve, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bellwood, Illinois.
Well, thank you so much for calling. What kind of car do you got?
I have a 98 Volvo.
A 98?
And it has a turbo.
And those are, whenever people say Volvo, you think of family car, safe car. Has that been a good car for you?
Yes, it is. It has a station wagon. I'm able to fit my three dogs in the back and take them out to the park.
So, nice. Yeah. So what's your concern? What's your question for Warren?
The car is, when it's in cold weather, when I start it up, it'll in really cold weather, like below freezing, it'll idle bad. And then, like today, when I'm driving, it kind of chugs at high speed, but it goes away after a while. So it's intermittent, and then when the weather's warm, it doesn't happen at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when was the last time you replaced your fuel filter?
I just had a tune-up done last February. They replaced the distributor cap, wires, plugs, and fuel filter.
They put a new fuel filter in there. Did they use original equipment, or did they use aftermarket product?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. Sometimes there is in your fuel distributor a little screen that gets a little cloudy, and that could be causing your fuel to not flow properly enough through the system. I see that a lot, and sometimes it just requires a little cleaning, a little different than just a tune-up. You know, sometimes you have to go a little bit further.
Okay. I did notice that sometimes I've started to put premium in it when it does that, and that seems to help too. So I don't know if it's something to do with the leanness of the mixture.
Well, the leanness of the mixture comes from the way your engine is set up with the air and the fuel. And the way it's going to come out is of your injectors into the chamber for combustion.
Craig is nodding,
right,
like,
no,
that makes sense.
Exactly. I was going to say that, but Warren beat me to it. But yeah.
Well, you got to jump in here, Craig. You know, come on, you got to speed up.
Because the fuel injectors had the ignition switch, which, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
exactly.
Uh-huh. They spray, not drip.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it help a little bit there, Steve?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I have a little trouble hearing you.
Oh, I apologize. Does that help you out a little bit, Warren's assessment of what's going on with your Volvo?
That's something I can try. I'll give it a try, absolutely.
Excellent. All right, Steve, good luck, and let us know how that turns out. Thank you.
I will.
312-981-7200. If you have any questions or concerns about your car, give us a call, and Warren will give you some advice and hopefully point you in the right direction with your mechanic where to start from.
We have a quick text message as well.
Please?
And I'm sure that Steve, if that doesn't fix his issue, he can drive over to 4080 North Broadway and find some guys that help him fix his problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this text message comes from the 773. Hello, Patty. Love your show. It's always incredible. Thank you. I wanted to know what kind of oil you put in a 2007 Honda Accord 2.4 liter. It takes 5W20, and it has 57,000 miles.
You have a choice. You could go with a synthetic, or you can go with regular oil. Brand name is up to you really. GTX Castrol is a great brand. Mobil 1. There's another one. So,
because they always make these claims, right? They have to differentiate themselves somehow with advertising. but
it's the advertising that might draw you on personal reference, and then there's a cost factor.
Mm-hmm. So lower, less expensive oil isn't necessarily cheaper, or is it?
Synthetic oil is expensive. Mm-hmm. Regular oil is regular.
Why would people buy synthetic? Is there some sort of an environmental concern?
Not really, an environmental, but better resistance in the engine.
Better resistance meaning?
Longer lasting quality product.
Okay. So synthetics last longer in the engine?
Yep.
All right. See? I did not know. Craig, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, he just beat me right. I was just right there. Mm-hmm.
Craig. You have to step it up.
312-981-7200. Give us a call, and you can ask us about. You can ask Warren. Will you give people advice on like better cars and things like that?
Absolutely.
Now Donna has a car that I like. I've had my eye on. Well, not this particular year, but I like Fords, and she has a 2001 Ford Focus. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great, and I've got a question about my lovely Ford. When I slow down to turn and give it a little bit of gas after the turn, it seems to hesitate and kind of clunk and then pick up and go. And I was wondering if there's something wrong with the transmission.
Okay, so when you try slow down to take a turn, it kind of hesitates, chugs a little bit, and then seems like it catches again. Is that what it feels like?
Sort of like a jerk.
Like a jerk, okay.
Are you calling me something?
I don't think she's calling
you
a name.
No, okay. I'm just kidding. In any case, look, when you're going down a straight road, do you get the same symptom?
Only if I take my foot off the gas to slow down, like if I'm approaching a stoplight, and I don't like slamming on my brakes, so I try and slow down if I figure the light's going to change. Well, if the light changes and then I give it the gas again, yeah, even straight, it does the same thing.
Okay, so straight. I doubt if it's your transmission. I think it's more fuel-related or electric-related. Like on the last person that was on, you could possibly have something more related to tune-up and other basic maintenance items, plugs,
well,
wires.
I had my plugs changed about 2 months ago, and I don't do a lot of driving with my car anymore because I'm retired, so maybe I'm doing 7,000 a year, and I don't, you know, get an oil change like once a year and stuff like that. So maybe I should take it in for a whole major tune-up.
When was the last time
Let me let Donna make sure that if you could turn your radio down in the background, I'm hearing your questions twice. Go ahead, Warren.
When was the last time you had maintenance on the vehicle?
What kind of maintenance?
When was the last time you had a tune-up more than just a set of plugs?
Oh, golly. Maybe last year.
Okay. How many miles do you have in your car?
About 175,000 miles.
You have a lot of miles on that car. Good work, lady.
Mm-hmm.
You should thank your car for giving you all those miles.
I do every day.
Okay. I think that maybe you should take it in and have it looked over for a little bit more extensive service. That might help that. And maybe a little cleaning of your fuel system to help it out, and maybe even use an additive in your fuel to make your engine run a little bit better.
Cool. I'll thank you very much. I'll take it under advisement.
There you go. Thank you, Donna. Good luck with that. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Of course, and happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Kevin and Corky on the line. Please hold on. We're going to take a quick break here and get to your questions as soon as we return on Pretty Late with Patty Vasca, 720 WGN, hanging out with our car guy, Warren Price, from European and U.S. Auto Service, U.S. Car Service.
It's confusing.
It is confusing. Confusing. European and U.S. Car Service, 4080 North Broadway Street. More after this. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we're live in the Allstate Showcase studio with our car guy, Warren Price, who's the owner of European and U.S. Car Service. You can go to EuroUSAutobody.com. We're actually, when I was on there earlier, you could live chat with a representative if you had any questions.
Yes.
And you have 24-hour service, 24-hour towing, and everyone's covered at your wonderful facility.
Yeah, and I answer the phone at 3 a.m.
Do you really?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad you're here now. We'll help keep you awake.
I don't need anything to keep me awake.
Just go to sleep.
I had a double shot.
Just wake up when they call. On the line, we have, we're taking your calls and your texts at 312-981-7200. Kevin has a question about his car. Hey, Kevin, where are you calling from?
Mantino.
Mankino?
Mantino.
Mantino. That's what I thought I heard, and then I thought I was wrong. And I should have trusted my instincts. What's your question for Warren?
I have a 99 Ford Ranger pickup truck. It's got about 80,000 miles.
Low mileage.
If that's a true mile, I'm not sure because I bought it used. But it seems to, what does it more when it's snowy or what it seems, and it usually does it, I think, shortly after I start the car. When I go to hit the brake, my engine will accelerate. I mean, for 2 or 3 seconds. I mean, like it almost gun a little bit to where if I don't have my foot on the brake, it'll lunge forward. What would that be?
Well, first of all, if it does that, don't drive it in the weather like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it sounds like there's a vacuum issue with that, with your brake booster. There might be something crossed in there where when you hit the brake.
It might be the vacuum booster.
There might be some kind of a vacuum issue, yeah.
Oh, okay. I put some seafoam in it. What do you think about that? I put that in there hoping that would help, but it didn't.
What's seafoam?
It's an additive for your gas that's supposed to help clean out your engine.
Warren does not look impressed with this effort.
Well, no. The seafoam, no, it's not going to cure what's happening to your engine for acceleration.
But is that good for the engine for something?
Oh, yeah, it's good for the fuel system, sure.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
Anytime you put it, you make sure you put it on a full tank.
Okay, yeah, right, I did.
Right.
But as far as a vacuum booster, what kind of shop should I take that to?
I would take it to your favorite Ford local mechanic closest to you in Mantino. There are some dealers. You're not far from Kankakee, and I forgot what in Bourbonnais. There's some shops out there right off the highway.
Does that sound like an expensive job?
That I don't know, sir.
He can't make any guarantees. He'd hate to give you. He can't give you an estimate without.
Over the phone is a little,
okay,
a little tough.
Yeah, no, I know the feeling. You kind of want to know what you're getting into, right?
I can
ahead
tell
of time.
You what an 1157 light bulb costs.
Look,
I'm going to stop there.
Look, Warren, Kevin just trying to brace himself during the holidays. That's all.
Save
all right,
money.
Okay.
Do it after Christmas.
Thanks, Kevin. There you go. Do it after Christmas.
Sure.
He's got some time. All right, next week.
After it snows.
There you go. Hey, Craig, do we have a text? We have,
sorry about that. I'm answering the flood of phone calls.
I know. John will have to wait with his
John's
Chevy.
John's going to have to wait.
Yes.
There was a couple. There was a follow-up question to the oil thing. In studio, can you guys mix synthetic with regular oil, or is that a mistake?
If it's not, it won't hurt. If you have to, it's not going to ruin anything.
Right, because how are you going to, unless you have the oil change, how are you going to?
Thank God you have oil in your engine.
Yeah, just make sure you keep having that. I remember I was going somewhere. I'm like, when was the last time I had my oil changed? I should really look at that sticker. Do you want to? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get another one just because that one was kind of a quickie. From the 773, hi, I have a 1997 Chevy Cavalier. It only has 50,000 miles on it, and I'm the only owner. I used to work in the loop, so I never drove it very much. I am now retired, so I'm using the car more. In the last 2 years, I had about $3,000 worth of work done. Should I keep a car this old, or is it time for me to move on?
Oh.
Can you afford to go on? That's the first question. Do you want to afford to go on? Sometimes a car like that, you haven't put money into it over a period of years. And if you spread out how much you've expended throughout all the years of owning this vehicle, and now all of a sudden you hit with $3,000, maybe your car deserved that taste of love.
There you go. That was a decision I had to make with our transmission on the Odyssey. I was like, you know what? It's a 2005. I think that it deserves the extra chance. It's a Honda Odyssey.
Well, look at the age of the vehicle, how long you've had it, and how much money have you averaged putting in it, you know, throughout all those years. If you put $1,000 a year in it, and now, and I bet you haven't. Now you put three in. You know, it averages out.
It does.
And then there's that one, how much you love it irrationally. You gotta always
the irrational, you can't compute.
Well, and can you, like you said, can you afford to now take out another car with all the expenses that brings with it, the payments?
Yeah, the least you'll spend on a car, first of all, your trade-in value is nil, zero.
Right.
And $500,000, who knows? And a new car is going to be $18,000. Are you going to finance it?
Right.
Or you're going to pay cash.
Right. So you have to balance all of those.
You got to figure it out. What's best for you?
Corky has something he wants to share with us. Hey, Corky, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
Very well. Thank you. What do you have for Warren?
So I have a 1967 Austin Healey that's been under wraps, probably hasn't been driven for about 15 years. I'm just wondering, with the standards today, could I meet emissions controls and it would be worth fixing it up?
Good question.
Well, it all depends. First of all, how deep your pockets are if you're going to fix it up. That's one. Two, emission controls, there are none on this car. There's no catalytic converter at all. There's no EGR valve. There's nothing in there. And you can drive it, and the government won't take it away from you. You could have an accident with it in a parking lot one day, and then, you know, that's something that would ruin your good time with that beautiful car.
Be careful.
So is that got much of a value, do you think?
If the car is pristine, it has major value. It has major. It could be a $40,000 car.
Wow. Under wraps. Good thing it's under wraps.
And when you bought it, it probably cost anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500.
Yeah, actually, I think I paid $3,750 for it.
Wow.
That must have included tax.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I appreciate it.
There you go.
Where are you located?
He is at 4080 North Broadway Street in Chicago, 60613. The phone number is 773-248-1200. And everyone can go to EuroUSAutoBody.com. And you can even live chat there. Thanks.
Hey,
thanks, Corky.
Thank you
so much.
Have a good evening.
Of course. Have a good evening. More after this on 720 WGN. But Warren is going to answer these questions that you guys have right after the news. But Warren wanted to do a little hello and congratulations.
I wanted to congratulate the girls from Rogers Park Montessori School. The 7th and 8th girls, they finished 4th in a basketball tournament, a Christmas tournament. And my daughters, Lily and Claire, were on it. And they wanted to say a special hello to you tonight.
And what do they play? Guards, forward, center? What are they?
One is a 3 and one is a 2.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, how's that? And sometimes they alternate.
You know, as long as there's no hard feelings.
No problem. There's none.
Then no. All right.
Way to go, girls. One
isn't getting more time than the other?
No.
All right. There you go. So more with Warren and our car talk after the news. And we'll have Stage 773 with the performances from It's a Wonderful Santa and Miracle Nutcracking Christmas Story, Jews Welcome performance coming up after the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Did I mention that the news at 11:30 was sponsored by TimeshareExitTeam.com? You know what? We are going to we're gonna visit with our friends from It's a Wonderful Santa Land Miracle Nutcracking Christmas Story, Choose Welcome, from Stage 773 in just a little bit, because we have to wrap up with our callers who had some car concerns. And let me see who is holding on the longest. And that would be Marie, who has a question for Warren from European and U.S. Car Service. What's your question for Warren?
I have a power steering leak, and I've been putting fluid in. But today I went to the store, and the guy was putting it in, and when he lifted the hood, the whole thing was shaking, and he said it was the power steering pump that was shaking.
Okay.
And he said, if that goes out, I won't be able to steer.
That is true. If your power steering pump ceases to move fluid through your steering rack, you will have no more steering. It will be dangerous to drive. You need to address that problem immediately, Marie. Not a good situation.
No, because it was fine. I mean, you know, there was a leak, but it wasn't shaking. And all of a sudden today, it was shaking. So I didn't know if
the gear inside probably ran low enough where the metal on metal could have created this vibration.
I have a quick question before you, and I think, Marie, you need to take care of that as soon as possible. But let's say, just in worst case scenario, you haven't taken care of that, and your steering wheel seizes as you're driving. What do you do?
Well, hopefully you can turn the wheel just enough to one side that looks the safest, either right most of the time toward a curb, and you just slowly, slowly get off the gas and brake slowly. You don't want anything to happen, and just slowly pull over.
Because your instinct is to panic at that point.
Your instinct is to panic. Do not panic. Do not panic. First look left and right. See where you're at. See where your surroundings are. And ease off. No more gas. Just coast.
All right, Marie, good luck, and please get that taken care of. Next, we have Mary, who's been holding on the second longest. Hey, Mary, how are you doing? Hi, Mary, are you still there in 630 with your sob? Mary?
Yeah, no. Mary's question was that she has a Saab, but it's been discontinued because they went through bankruptcy. So she'd like to know, now that she's going to buy a new car, what would be the most Saab-like suggestion you have?
Most Saab-like car would be, I would stay Swedish then, and that would be a Volvo.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I feel very car savvy. Yeah. I know nothing else except for that.
Okay, well.
Is that because of the, I mean, what is different about the Swedish engineering that that perhaps you wouldn't find in a Honda or a Ford?
Well, in the old days, we used to call the Volvo the poor man's Mercedes.
Oh, interesting.
It was very well built, very safe, and more affordable.
There you go. We also have John on the line, who has been holding you have been holding on a long time. So I didn't mean to diminish your patience. So thank you so much, John. What was your question for Warren?
Oh, I'll hold all night if you want me to.
Well, that's good to know. We wouldn't do that to you, though.
No, but actually, I got an 06 Chevy Cobalt I bought for my daughter. About a week after I bought it, the door locks started going up and down all by themselves.
Ooh.
The key fob seemed to stop working, and the alarm, now every time she gets in, it goes off. I'm trying to figure out how to just get the alarm shut off for her, because I pulled the fuse on the door lock, so it quit going up and down.
Is it a factory alarm or is it an aftermarket alarm?
It's a factory alarm.
Okay. It sounds like your actuator's in the door and the potential, the battery in the key fob itself might be weak or not functioning properly. But I think it has something to do with the actuators and or the key fob or both.
Right. To rule out the key fob, you know, I took that away, drove it down the road. Key fob was nowhere near it, and we were still doing it, so it sounds like it could be my action.
There's an actuator in each door.
There you go.
Right. Okay.
Good luck. All right.
I'll look into that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, John. And thank you so much, Warren. Again, you can find Warren at European and U.S. Car Service at 4080 North Broadway. That's in Chicago at 60613. The phone number there is 773-248-1200. But if you have to call after hours, 24, 7 days a week. What?
630.
It's six. What's 630?
561.
561.
2222.
Yeah, but not the number on here?
I think you just gave out his cell phone.
I think you did, too.
My cell phone.
Yeah, don't give me... You gave everybody your cell phone.
Go ahead. Do it. You're doing it for everyone on WGN Radio.
I gave it to you, Patty.
Yeah, but not for the whole list. The microphone's on.
I
was going to give the number on your little brochure.
What number is that?
773-844-0000.
That's another phone I answer.
This is how cool Warren is.
No matter what, it all comes back
to me.
That's
how cool he is. He just gave out his cell phone number.
He'll do it again, too.
Yeah, it makes no difference. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks right after the first of the year.
I'm anxious to come back.
And I will see you later this week myself.
All right.
I've got my Honda Odyssey to bring in.
Maybe I'll see you at the doghouse.
Yeah, come to the doghouse. Come play at the doghouse, please.
I'll come to the doghouse.
All right. That's Doghouse CrossFit on Northwest Highway in Norwood Park. Warren, Merry Christmas, and thank you for the Sloppy Joe's.
Happy holidays.
And best of luck to your daughters. I know that they're taking tests
Sloppy
this week.
Sloppy Joe Tuesday.
Sloppy Joe Tuesday.